I just want to say that the thought to do a shiur on this topic was because of a conversation that I had with a friend of mine at Erev Yantif. I called him up and I said, he says, Minu, are you excited about Shavuos? I said, I'm very excited about the Kabbalah Satorah, about the learning, the time off, the spending time with my family and friends. I'm not excited about the amount of six heavy fleishig and milchig meals, whatever. It's just, I can't at this point. So he says to me, oh, I don't have an issue. I'm like, we're like based more or less the same age. So why? He goes, I have a chevra of guys, and every day of the 3-day Yantif, we do a very serious jog. So anything that we ate Yantif, we do it before the meal, we do one later in the day. We have the pre-game with jogging. We try to, burn off the calories later in the day. He says, and you're allowed to jog on Yantif, right? He says, his rabbi told me you could jog on Yantif. I said, okay, if your rabbi told you could jog on Yantif, you could jog on Yantif.
What about the shower?
That's a much bigger issue. I looked into that again this Yantif. It's not so simple. But anyways, so we'll talk a little bit about exercise on Shabbos. It's a very complex sugya with very... Some sugyas are like, they're just, it's a slam dunk. You learn through the sugya, you come out with a maskana. Even here, and even amongst the modern day poskim, it's very hard to come up with a clear understanding. And therefore, this year is not halacha l'maisa, it's not practical halacha. You'll have to kind of do your own research, but I could give you a little bit of a framework for that research. So I want to start kind of in a different spot than ordinarily you'd think we'd start. So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Chavis Shenishpura, you had a large, massive barrel of wine that broke. Matzilin Heimana, the owner of it, is allowed to save Mazon Gimel Sudos. He's allowed to save enough for three meals, enough wine for three meals. Vomer Lacherim, and he could tell friends, Bo Vatzilu Lachem, guys, please come take the wine because it's going to go bad. It's not going to be good soon. And why can't he take care of it? Why can't he take it and put it all into another barrel? I'm not talking about we're totally cracked, it's all on the floor. You can't do anything with that. But it's like, the barrel's broken, but the seal's broken, and it's going to go bad. Why don't you just put it into another barrel, into another clean? So the Gemara says that you can't do it because there's something called Uvda Dechol. Uvda Dechol means it's a weekday type of activity. It's not Shabbistic. It's weekday-tick. I don't know how to translate that in English, but it's just not something that a person does on Shabbos.
Even though it's pertaining to food?
Even though it's pertaining to food, more than that. On Phil's note, the Gemara says, Nispazu lo peiros bechatzer, a person has a massive bushel of apples, and a cow kicks it over. Melaket al yad ve'ochel, you can pick up and you can eat. Aval lo betoch hasal, you cannot use a basket to collect all those apples and put it inside of there. Kederach shu osur b'chol, the way that he would do it during the week. Why? Uvda d'chol. It's a weekday type of, it's a weekday method of collecting apples. Collecting apples. And then another Gemara. And these Gemaras just seem like they're like totally random. The Gemara says, Asur ligvar gvina b'shabbos b'morik charetz. You're not allowed to grate cheese in a cheese grater. You could do it in some type of like shoddy way you could grate cheese. Now, I don't know why anyone's grating cheese on Shabbos. You should be fleishig from before Shabbos till after Shabbos. I don't know, this guy decided to grate cheese on Shabbos. The halacha is he's not allowed to use the regular utensil. Not because it's a problem of tochein, of grinding, or other problems. It's uvda decho. That's the way you grind it in the weekday. You have to use something on Shabbos that's more Shabbistic. That's more in the quality and the spirit of Shabbos. Also, we know you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos, exactly. Maybe you can measure, in estimation, but you can't measure exactly unless you're measuring for a mitzvah, then the halacha is that it's mutter. Why again, says the Gemara? Uvda d'chol. It's a weekday type of pursuit. So I just want to say that there's a very big shot of what that even means. What does that mean that it's a weekday pursuit? And how do we determine if something is a weekday pursuit? So some achronim learn, maybe even rishonim, that you don't just make up things called uvda d'chol. It doesn't seem like it's the right thing to do on Shabbos. There always has to be another layer, which is that we're scared that doing this brings you closer or too close to perhaps violating something on Shabbos. So for example, maybe if you use the grater, the professional grater, you're going to end up grating things that you're not allowed to grate. Or maybe if you use the professional grater, you'll adjust the grater. Adjusting it on Shabbos could be a problem, tikkun mane. So some say that the only time the Chachamim say that there's a problem of Uvda d'chol is if it's going to leave, it's one step, it's not like, it's two steps away, for perhaps, from doing something wrong. But it's a close enough, and it's not in the right spirit of Shabbos, that we lump the two of them together. Others say it has nothing to do with that. It's not because we're nervous that you're going to violate a Shabbos prohibition, but we don't want people turning their Shabbos into a weekday. A good example of this would be cooking on Yom Tov, right? We know, we grew up as kids, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. It's not true. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov things that could only be cooked well on Yom Tov. That means to say like this, if you're making a big pot of soup, my wife makes a very good chicken barley soup. We'll figure that one out. You're not allowed to make that on Yom Tov. If extra company comes over, you don't have food for them, you can make it on Yom Tov. Why? Because chicken barley soup does not taste any better fresh than a day or two old. It's exactly the same thing. However, a food like a steak, if you grill your steak on Erev Yom Tov, or Erev Shabbos, and you eat it the second day of Yom Tov, that's a mistake. It's not going to taste it's not going to taste. It's not going to taste so gishmak. Then you could cook it on Yom Tov. Right. So here's my point. So my point is that why is it? The Torah says that ochel nefesh is mutter. You could do anything that you need to cook. The answer is because if they let you cook, you're not going to cook everything on Erev Yom Tov. You're going to sit there in the kitchen slaving away the entire Yom Tov. That's not Yom Tov. That's not Yom Tov. And that we find the same thing by Shabbos. The pasuk says, "On Shabbos, mimtzo cheftucha midaber davar." Our tasks that we accomplish have to be different. The way we speak has to be different. We walk differently on Shabbos. Not supposed to run on Shabbos for no reason, unless you're going for a mitzvah. Perhaps we'll see about exercise. So, some learn that the whole concept of Ovda Dechol doesn't have that much to do with a gezerah. You may come to do something you're not supposed to. There's a standalone thing that the Chazal instituted. Certain things. Certain safeguards throughout our day of Shabbos to make sure that we don't turn Shabbos into a weekday. I'll give you just an example of this. Riding a bike on Shabbos. Very big shaila in halacha. There really isn't much of a reason to not ride a bike on Shabbos. What's wrong with riding a bike on Shabbos? There's no malacha. If there's an Erev, if there's no Erev, of course you can't ride a bike on Shabbos, but there's an Erev. Let's say you're in Yerushalayim. The entire Yerushalayim has a beautiful Erev. Or you're in, you know, some cities that literally you could ride miles and miles and there's an air. What's wrong with riding a bike on Shabbos?
So some say because the chain could come off,
you may get a flat tire. It's a gezeira that maybe you're going to do malacha. Others say it's uvda decho. Part of Shabbos is not having the ability to go too far away. That's even Tchum Shabbos, the mitzvah of not going out more than 2,000 amos outside the city. It's to keep you local with your family and your friends. Once you give a person a bike, the possibilities are endless. You ride to Highland Park. What kind of Shabbos can you have in Highland Park? So some learn that it's, maybe it's both. It's Uvda Dechol, it's not so Shabbos because we want to keep you local, but only because there's a layer that maybe you're going to come to fix something. But others learn it's a standalone thing. On Shabbos, we don't ride bikes. It's not a Shabbos thing to do. We stay here. You could, wherever you could go with your legs, you could go. Further than that, you're already opening yourself to too many things that take away the Shabbos, the spirit of Shabbos, how Shabbos is supposed to be. Yeah. Right. I was actually going to say skates. Or rollerblades. That's a big one. My grandpa told me he lives in Switzerland and there was a fellow who was becoming religious, but he lived really far away. It's like a 2.5 hour walk from the shul. So he went to the rabbi and he said, listen, I can't go to shul on Shabbos. I'm being told, can I skate? Tell me what... First he said, can I bike? The rabbi said, can I skate? What's wrong with skating? What's wrong with skating? I don't know what the rabbi said. But, you know, again, that skates may also come into this concept of it opens up a brand new... It just become everything becomes too far, too close. Everything becomes too close, and then how much of a Shabbos do we have? So I'm just saying these are the ideas or the concepts of Uvda Dechol. The reason I'm saying this is because the sugya of doing exercise, or as we would say in modern Hebrew, hit amlut on Shabbos, or mitamel, which is a Mishnah's term, begins with something similar to this. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos, in the 22nd parak, says like this. Sachin umesham shemin bibnei meyayin. A person could put oil on their tummy on Shabbos. They have a bad stomach or something's bothering them. They could put tummy oil or tiger balm. No, it doesn't say that. Umesham shemin, and similarly, you can massage. We'll talk about that in a minute. The tummy. A person has a bad stomachache, massage their tummy to try to make it feel a little bit better. Avalo mitzalmin. You're not allowed to exercise on Shabbos. Velo mitgarin. So Rashi says that the word mitalmin means l'shafshef bekoach, to rub a person with great strength. They have, I guess, kind of like a massage, but a massage that takes a lot of strength to do that kind of massage. Says Rashi, why not? Dahava, and you also can't do mitgarden. Mitgarden means that you do with rollers, like you massage a person with rollers. Says Rashi, dahavi uvda dechol. It's not a Shabbos sticker pursuit. To do exercise on Shabbos is not Shabbos sticker. That's what Rashi writes. The Rambam learns totally differently. The Rambam says in Perich Afav of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam writes, and he says, "Ein mitamlim b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to do exercise on Shabbos. Ezeu misamel. What does it mean, exercise? Zeshe dorsim agufo b'kocho. I don't know what that means. They step on him with their strength. Until he gets very tired, and he begins to sweat. Oh, she yahalech, or a person walks or runs. Ad she yageya, until he becomes really tired, and he starts to sweat. You're not allowed to exert yourself to exercise on Shabbos, kidei sheyazia, up to the level where you're starting to sweat, mipnei shehi refua, because that is refua, that's healing. So a very different understanding than Rashi. Rashi says you can't exercise because it's not Shabbos stick to exercise. It's called uvda decho. It's a weekday type of pursuit. The Rambam says no. It has to do with refua. Why? Because people exercise so they should sweat. Sweating is therapeutic, especially in the olden days, right? When if a person had this, they'd make them sweat, and that, they'd make them sweat. Sweating was a big thing. A schwitz, right? A banya. Those are all for schwitzing. So the Rambam learns that the isser of exercise on Shabbos is because of refuah, because of healing. Because a person sweats, and sweating is called refuah. Very pashut in afkamina. Practical difference between Rashi and between the Rambam will be if you're exercising but not up to a point of sweating. According to Rashi, it's asr. It's uvda dechol. It's a weekday type of pursuit. But according to the Rambam, kabi it's mutter. As long as you're not sweating, you don't break a sweat, then kabi according to the Rambam, it may be permitted. The Shulchan Aruch says very conflicting views. In Siman Shin Chav Ches, the Shulchan Aruch writes, he says, "Sachinu Misham Shemin Lahana." Also, you could smear oil on yourself, ayidei shinoi, but you have to do it in an abnormal fashion. What? But he says Mimash Mishin. Mimash Mishin means smearing, but he says you have to do it with the shinoi, not in the abnormal way. Not a cream, oil. Oil is different than a cream. Oil.
It must be very thin.
Yes, it's pourable. It's pourable. No viscosity. V'lo yimashmesh bekoach, but when you smear it in, don't do it strongly. Elo berifyon yadayim. You should do it very gently. Which kind of sounds like Rashi's opinion. Doesn't say anything about sweating over here. He just says you can't do things that exert yourself. Why? That's uvda dechol, to exert yourself. However, the Shulchan Aruch also writes, Ein misamlim, you're not allowed to exercise. Kedei sheyiga viyazia, up to the point where you're going to get tired. Viyazia, and you will sweat. So in Siman Shin Chav Ches, it sounds like he learns like the Rambam. He writes this concept of this idea about sweating, because according to Rashi, it has something to do with sweating. And in Siman Shin Chav Zayin, he doesn't say anything about sweating or exerting oneself. He just says you can't do it. Yeah, you can't exert yourself. You have to do it gently. And Rashi says there, because it's uvda dechol. It's a weekday type of pursuit. So Shulchan Aruch sends us mixed messages. Does he pass him like the Rambam, or does he pass him like Rashi? So the Bir Halacha is bothered by this. And the Bir Halacha goes back and forth. At the end he says that we pass him like the Rambam, but the reason that it's prohibited to exercise is because it may come to sweat. And if you sweat, you may come, that's called refuah, that's like healing. So perhaps it would come out of, according to the opinion of the Rambam, exercise will be acceptable as long as you don't sweat. As long as you don't sweat, which by me is never an issue, because whenever I exercise, I think I have the endurance or the stamina to exercise till I sweat out of your mind. Anyways, then you just distract yourself. Like you get a phone call, it's perfect. You don't have to exercise anymore. I do exercise, but I just, putting it out there for the record, to the fridge, back, to the car, back, open the fridge, right? Anyways. In the Sefer Orcha Shabbos, a pretty well-known Sefer on Orcha Shabbos, he says like this. He says, even according to the Rambam, he feels it's usher to exercise, even if you don't sweat. Why? He says like this. In those days, refuah, therapeutics, was sweating, right? Exercise was pointless in those days. It wasn't about the exercise. What's it about? Getting to the point where you sweat, because sweating took out the toxins. Sweating made you feel better. That's refuah. That's called therapeutic. Says the Sefer, Orcha Shabbos, that nowadays, our goal isn't to sweat. Maybe sweating is, when you know, right? They always say it's because you know your heart rate is up. But the point isn't the sweat. What's the point? It's the exercise. Why are you exercising? For the therapeutic benefit of exercise. That's called refuah. And therefore, he says, it's usher for a person to exercise on Shabbos, period. Now, he would agree that you could take a walk on Shabbos, even a very long walk, but that's not exercise. A byproduct of that may be considered exercise. But you're taking it for the walk. Maybe that's not such an issue, Dr. Brown. But he feels, and he's the machmir over here, that even exercise, which doesn't bring you to sweat, but nowadays exercise is considered therapeutic. That would be considered a refuah already, and therefore he says that it's asr. Now, he's talking about probably people who need to exercise for health. That means to say the doctor prescribed them, you need to exercise. Which, by the way, the doctor should prescribe all of us that we need to exercise. Especially those of us in the room that are over 40, which is every single person here almost. You 40 yet? Okay. Anyways. Present company excluded, obviously. It seems like he's talking about a person that needs to exercise. The doctor wrote a prescription. You got to exercise. The person has a heart condition. He's having problems. We're starting to see high blood pressure, etc., etc. You have to exercise. But how about a guy who's in great shape? He does the marathon. He's an Ironman. And he wants to exercise at Shabbos. Is that also called refuah? So let's see a little bit about that. So the Shulchan Aruch says like, very good. You bring up a very good point, and we're actually going to talk about that soon. Really?
My brother's a big